Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of The Mission Podcast. I am happy that you're here. I am your host, Antoine Taylor. And listen, I am blessed and highly favored. How about you? I hope that you feel that right now. And if you don't, just know that the Lord is with you, and he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Today, I have a prime piece of scripture that I want to talk about, and it is timely. It is something that we all can really reflect on, we all could use, and I want to talk about Jude chapter 1 verses 1 through 3, and it says, "Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once entrusted to the saints." What does that mean, to contend for the faith? I mean, right now, the world is going crazy. We got storms everywhere. We have all kinds of things that make us question God. And so we really have to think about what we're doing. We really have to think about how we're presenting our faith, right? And this is what Jude is talking about. He is saying, I was urged to write you about the salvation we share, but I'm really urging you to contend for what you believe. Contend for the faith that was once entrusted to the saints. Listen, sometimes we need to reflect on the gospel. Sometimes we need to go back to square one, right? Sometimes we need to reflect on where we come from, where we came from, what God has done, and what God is doing. But a lot of times when we get in this Christian walk, we begin to kind of do things our way. We kind of, you know, say, hey, yeah, John 3:16 is not for me right now. I'm past that point. When do you get to a place where you can reflect on the gospel? And what does the gospel mean to you? And really, what does it mean to contend or continue in the faith? Listen, contend means to engage in competition or campaign in order to win or achieve something. Let me repeat that again. Contend means to engage in a competition or a campaign in order to win and achieve something. Friends, I don't know what you're trying to win. We're not trying to win a battle of flesh and blood. We're not trying to win a battle for things and items where moth and rust will steal. We are contending for the faith, meaning that Jesus died on the cross for our sins so that we may have a way into his presence again. I don't want you to forget that. Because so many times as a Christian, we can have faith for things that we want, but not glorify God for what he's already done. And sometimes what he's already done should be enough, or most of the time it should be enough for us to continue, even when situations don't look exactly like we like them to look. So what is the purpose of the gospel? I'm glad you asked. The purpose of the gospel is not just because we want to tell a story. It's not about storytelling. It's not about creating a narrative just to give inspiration. The most important part of the gospel and the most profound goal is to create a connection with Jesus and see what he has done for all mankind. So he achieved something for mankind. What did he achieve? He says that in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life." That's the reason why we contend, guys. It's not to get a bigger house. It's not to get a bigger, some more territory. It's not to get a better car. It's not for people to like us. It's not for people to embrace us. It's because God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And so sometimes we don't wrestle with the things that we should be wrestling. We're wrestling with our perspective. We're wrestling with what we want. Instead of saying, God, we just thank you for your son. We thank you for coming down from heaven to give your life on a cross so that we may have life forever, eternally with you. And so I want to go back because I feel like we've been lost in this on this island where we're like, oh, this is what I'm doing now. I'm doing this. And pastoral ministry is great. And people love you. And people are talking, you know, when you're sharing your faith and what God has done for you. Let's not forget the most important thing is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross for me and you so that we may have a right to God. So listen, why have we been so far away from God? Why have we been content? And why haven't we been contending for salvation? I see a lot of churches. We talk about the vision. We talk about where we're going, but we don't talk about what God did. So I'm challenging you to really think about when you share Jesus, how important it is how you act or how you treat somebody, how you reverence somebody. What is your presence when you fill the room? Do they feel Jesus? How do you treat your family members, right? How do you treat your children? How do you, those things, right? When nobody's seeing or nobody hears, those are the things that we really need to look at. And how can we look at that? By looking at and having the compassion that Jesus had, by sharing the gospel. Jesus died on the cross for me and you, right? That's simple. So many things in this world has made us think and focus on the wrong things. We have the internet. We have the news. We have, everything around us, our desires, our goals, our thoughts, our relationships. All of those things have become more priority, right? So we have to realize, you know, what have we made in our life a priority other than the gospel? What is more important than the gospel? What have we made more important than God? That's big, guys, because that hits me home. Sometimes, you know, I make my goals more priority than God. Sometimes I have my job and I'm looking at what I have to do more than I'm thinking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so that's a real deep, intimate talk that you have to have with the Lord and yourself and saying, what am I, Lord, putting before you? What am I putting as a priority over your gospel, over your relationship, over what you want me to do, your will, right? Lord, I just ask right now, Lord, whoever is listening, Lord, that if they made anything more important than you, Lord, that we repent, Lord. We want your presence, Lord. We want to make you a priority again. We want to make you the head of our lives, Lord. We want to make you the head over everything that we have, Lord, because it's yours. And so, Lord, let us, Lord, have our mind in you. Let us meditate on your word. Let us meditate on the gospel, Lord God, that you died, that you so loved the world, that you gave your one and only son that we may have life eternally with you so we will not perish, Lord. A lot of us are looking for something, Lord. We're looking to have some priorities in our life. We're looking to have some fulfillment. Lord, I ask, Lord, whoever's listening today, that they would be filled with your spirit, that they won't be confused, Lord God, to think about things that are not right, that are not true, Lord God. So I'm telling you guys, think about this. What is coming to your mind when you think about priorities in your life? Is God speaking to you right now? What is it that you are making a priority? And I ask you just to repent right now. Repent right now. So the enemy's tactics, look, guys, is to confuse you to think your desire to preserve the things around you is not as important as your heavenly gift through salvation in Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. The enemy's job is to confuse you to think your desires to preserve things around you and not your heavenly gift of salvation through Jesus Christ is more important. That's his job, guys. So every time you're putting something in front of God, every time you're saying this is more important than prayer, every time you're saying I can do this instead of do this, or I could do this later, you are allowing the devil to trick you and confuse you to put your priority over God. And so I want to challenge you, if you've done that, it's okay, but repent. Let God heal your heart. Let him change the way you think about things, and let him think with your mind, right? Give him your mind. So it's not popular, guys. Just know that. It's not popular to just say, I don't want to do this. Everybody's going one way. Everybody's worried about the stock market. Everybody's worried about how much money they're going to make. Everybody's worried about their legacy. But there's no legacy, guys. Wake up. There's no legacy. The only legacy we have is through Jesus Christ. Okay? So I want you to understand that you won't be happy with these things. They're temporary. Just know that. That everything that we see is temporal. It's not forever, right? So we have to understand that if we focus on those things that are temporal and we make them a priority, it will cause us to drift away from the faith. And this is what Jude is talking about, guys. He's saying, I want to urge you guys to contend for the faith that was once entrusted to the saints. So he's saying, I need you to go bedrock now. I need you to go foundation. And I need you to look at why you're doing what you're doing. That's a good question, guys. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you doing what you're doing right now? Are you doing it for Jesus Christ, or are you doing it for yourself, guys? Because you got to answer to this. Let's just be honest with each other. Let's stop acting this, you know, love. Yes, God loves us, but we're going to have to answer to everything we've done on earth. And God is going to take into account what we're doing and what our hearts want. He wants to do it as a gentleman, guys. But there's going to be a time where he's not going to do it as a gentleman. He's going to come as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he's going to give us what we deserve. And so if we understand that we didn't deserve the salvation that he's given us through Jesus Christ, and we turn away and we repent, then we can have eternal life. That's it, right? But if we don't, we won't, guys. And so I just want to let you guys understand the importance of our salvation and the importance of our faith and the importance of sharing the gospel and the importance to say, hey, I'm not going to drift away. I'm not going to allow myself to fall asleep. I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to keep the fire about my salvation in Jesus Christ. And so, God, I'm asking right now that you preserve the hearts of the people that are listening. Lord Jesus, I ask that you allow them to make the main thing the main thing. That you could allow your spirit, that they would allow your spirit to find a place to insert Jesus in their hearts. Jesus as a priority. Jesus in their families. Jesus in their children while they're parenting. Jesus with sharing with others, Lord. Jesus at work, Lord God. Jesus everywhere in their dreams, in their goals, Lord God. Jesus. And I ask, Lord, that you would allow them to share the gospel to others. And Lord, whatever secretly they desire to preserve in this life, Lord, that they would lay it before you, that they would find peace if things aren't going the way they want it to go in their lives right now. If they're frustrated with where they are and they ask, Lord, where are you, Lord? Just remind them of the foundation, Lord God. I just ask right now that they will find peace in you, that they know that things aren't going to always be perfect, but we will be made perfect on that day. And so, guys, I just pray that in Jesus' name. And I pray that this is going to bless you, that you can just listen to this, meditate on this this podcast today, and really think about what is important to you. What is the most important thing? Is it my salvation, or it is the things that moth and rust destroy and steal? That's a good question. And that's something we might have to wrestle with every day, guys. Every day. So don't think it's a one-day thing. It's an everyday thing. And so I bless you, and I pray that you have a wonderful week. Amen.